The following podcast is from Tabernacle Baptist Church in Cartersville, Georgia. Thanks for listening.
Well, I appreciate all of this tonight, and I appreciate the theme, the focus on Christian truth and our faith. You know, Paul, when he wrote, Jude, when he wrote his letter to first century churches, he told Christians to be ready to contend earnestly for the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints, Jude 1:3. And this is what we've been doing in a sense tonight. We've been singing about Christian doctrine, Christian truth. Why is this so important? Because what we believe determines how we live. And so it's so important as Christians that we always keep our hearts and minds focused on God's truth. Did you pay attention to the program this evening and all of the titles and labels, not just for the songs, but the different categories on different points of Christian doctrine we're focusing on tonight? And notice that in this portion, we're focusing on believing in His grace. That word grace is an important word in the Christian language. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." If it wasn't for grace, we would have no hope of salvation and a forever relationship with God. What is grace? The word speaks of God's kindness. The word speaks of a gift. And the Bible uses this word of salvation because it is God's kindness, His graciousness towards us. It is God's gift of Jesus Christ that brings us hope of salvation. Even though we are imperfect people marked by sin, although we all fall short of God's holy standard, God loves us so much that He gave the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, to live a righteous life on behalf of our unrighteous lives. And Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, paying the penalty all of our sins deserve, death and separation from God. But Jesus didn't just live for us and die for us. He was also raised, proving that His sacrifice was effective, demonstrating that He was indeed more than a man. He was and is God, and showing that He gives life, resurrection life, to all who believe and trust in Him for salvation. That's the gift God's given. That's His grace towards us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, the Bible says, and that is God's gift. That is God's grace. So really, you could think of grace like this: acronym, or is it an acrostic? Acrostic, acronym, I believe it's an acronym. When you take the letters of a word and you make them stand for something, you can think of grace like this tonight: God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. We've been singing about all of this great truth. In this world, we have pain, we have problems. In this world, we have difficulties, there are disasters. In this world, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of corruption. But church, let's remember, we have grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Our sins have been forgiven. We've been washed of all unrighteousness. Through Jesus, when the Lord looks at us because of what Christ has done, He sees us as being as sinless as His Son. And on top of that, James 4:6 says He gives more grace. He gives grace to sustain us. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, "I am what I am by the grace of God." What did Paul mean? Throughout life here on earth, you don't just have grace for salvation. You have grace to give you joy. You have grace to give you peace. You have grace to give you wisdom. You have grace to give you strength. You have grace to give you help. All throughout life, the grace of Jesus is an ever-present help and comforter. And all this comes from Jesus. The Bible says of Jesus in Philippians 2:7, He emptied Himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. And when he had come as a man, he, Jesus, humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason, God hath highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If you read that passage in your Bible, you'll notice it's kind of indented and bracketed off like a poem, like a song would be if it was referenced in a writing or an essay. Why? Most historians believe that those words were a song, a hymn in the first century church. Someone within a local church had penned those words, and already at the time of Paul's writing, people were singing those words in local churches. And so when Paul wrote this letter, he quoted it as a song. Undoubtedly, he knew the people at Philippi, the people that received this letter, knew the song. And he wanted to remind them of the truth of Christ through a song. Thank you, choir, for reminding us tonight. Thank you, orchestra, for reminding us tonight of the truth of Christ through songs. And tonight, it's our hope and prayer that you know Jesus, that you know all this wonderful truth, that you have his forgiveness, his peace, and his joy through all of these truths we've been singing.
For more information, visit us online at tabernaclebaptist.org. Thanks for listening.